Wow! Hacks is back for season three. How does it feel?
Watch this. Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max.
Hacks is back on Max. Hacks is back on Max.
Okay, let's do. Imagine me, a woman with a late night show. Pat, how was your experience? That would never happen. Imagine not because of me, it was because of no woman.
Taylor Tomlinson, Lily Singh.
I know, but they're not being given couch, and they should be given couch.
They should be given
Taylor
couch.
Taylor should be given couch.
I give great couch.
I that give would great be, couch.
That would be such that a would be joke such, in yeah. like 2013.
The subway ad would be like, she gives great couch.
We're here to talk today about the show Hacks on HBO Max.
So, hey, Pat, I'm late night. If there's a world, imagine a complete fantasy land, a utopia.
Well, it's funny that you say this because, you know, season three of Hacks really deals with Deborah's coming off of a huge win at the end of season two, and it was so fun to write.
Well, you got to keep dreaming.
I do think season three is the best season.
That is so exciting. Yeah.
And so,
well, I have to say, your clip, I'm floored. You're such a great actor. It's so funny. It's so well done. Like, the timing is exquisite. Like, it's so like. Tonally, it's just so
directed by Lucia Aniello. Yeah, so good. She's such a good director.
I was gonna say you were so well directed in that clip. Yeah. Like, tonally, it's just even. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and then they just make it is so nice when I mean I've only been in a few things on screen, but it's nice when they make you look good. And I think that
you
they
look
do
great.
A really good job.
And Hacks is back for season three. And sorry. And what I'm excited about, and you know, I'm so excited, is that so is the official Hacks podcast,
right, which I was also lucky enough to appear on.
Yes,
there's no video component, but I did show up looking absolutely next Tuesday, just in case. But so just know as you're listening to it that I look fully see you next Tuesday the whole time.
And other guests include Hannah Einbinder, of course, Jean Smart, and Jay Smith Cameron, the director of photography, the costume designer, and other members of the cast and crew. And you guys are all talking about the creative choices that went into making the show. Is that right?
Yes.
And thanks for joining me on my late night show.
Yes, we were talking about where it was fun when I went on because like we were talking about that day of shooting and like how it was. And then we also were just talking about like, as viewers will know at the end of season two, Deborah and Ava part ways. And and there is quite a bit of finality to it where many people thought it was the end of the show. So we talk about like what that process was of like coming back and deciding how we wanted to bring them together and like and when we should and that dance. And it actually is so fun. I do love TV writing. It is really fun to me, and it's so fun to talk about that process like a year later.
Pat Regan, everybody, thank you so much. Thank you so much. So you are going to get to hear all those stories. If you like that, there's a whole podcast about it. It's not this one. It's called the Hacks Official Podcast. So y'all, don't mess around. Watch my friend's show, Hacks. I'm not actually in it, which is okay. So watch Hacks and listen to the official Hacks podcast on Max or wherever you get your podcast. All right, love you guys.
The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Hey, bitch. What is your whole deal? Hey, bitch. Just tell us how. Fucking dating and love. Seek treatment. If you're boring as fuck, seek treatment. If you're unlucky in love, seek treatment. If you just can't take a hint, well, seek treatment. With Kat
and Pat.
Hey! It's Kat.
And Pat.
And this is Seek Treatment, a podcast about boys, sex, fucking, dating, and love. I'm actually emotional.
Are you?
Why
is that funny?
Because we haven't.
I know.
Because we haven't recorded since July, June.
No, July for sure.
Not August, because that's when I had my stroke.
Right.
We haven't recorded since I had a stroke.
And we definitely
surgery.
Recorded in July. I know that to be true.
Okay. Yeah. I get what you're saying.
What was it?
So much has happened to us since we recorded last.
So much has happened.
It's
Should we
crazy.
Just give little like life updates?
Yeah, just mini updates.
Yeah, mini updates.
Mini up.
New segment, mini updates.
Well, on August 1st, I was able to experience a stroke.
Yeah. And how was that experience?
It was horrible.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know if I've told you the story. Surely I have.
Yeah, I'm sure you
have. I mean, I'm in on the pod, but we haven't done it in so long.
Totally.
Of course. First of all, I'm admiring. First of all, let's just say, first of all, we're so excited. Like, we've been talking about this for 100 years to have chairs. That's why I'm emotional.
Yeah, we've always wanted chairs.
And cans.
We do have producers. They are not behind glass, but that's okay.
We have two gorgeous producers. We're sitting in velvet chairs.
Yeah,
we have artwork. We're finally near being treated like how we deserve to be treated.
You know what? So this cactus doesn't. Huh. This cactus doesn't work. And then it doesn't hurt if it. I always remember getting a cactus for my desk, a desk cactus. I remember touching it and it pricked me and it hurt. And I was like, it works.
Yeah. Just like in the movies.
Yeah.
The cactus is cactusing.
Yeah.
I could see your soul leaving your body.
No, it's like not leaving it, but it reminded me of something.
Sure. Why wouldn't it? Why wouldn't it?
Do you know what I want so badly?
What?
Right now. I'm sorry.
What?
I want to be out in the wild at an event.
Uh huh.
See someone from across the room. Like have a spark and like chat all night and then have like 7 dates with them, but then I end it.
That sounds incredible.
Yeah, I end it and move on and don't get hurt.
By date 4 you're like, I don't know if this is it, and then you keep going 3 more and then you're like, I'm done.
Yeah, and then I go to another event and see someone else.
Is the sex
the
electric right away?
I think so.
And then what happens? Like you fall out of step? Would you say you fall out of step with that person?
I think like in some way where neither of us get hurt, it's just like not right, but we're
it's
not
one of those relationships where no one gets hurt.
We're not friends after we actually never see each other again.
Okay.
And that's okay.
That's why you need to travel and meet people in other countries.
I know. Remember I did
but
that.
But then with WhatsApp, no one's safe.
Well, remember my
no one's safe with WhatsApp.
Remember my true whirlwind in London?
Every day.
Yeah. That person told me happy birthday.
That's what those people are for. That's what those people are for.
I know. He birthday might have a boyfriend.
Is the hall pass of talking to someone.
That,
like
that person might have a boyfriend now.
Sure.
That person, I think, is 30. I it's funny. You know, I'm sorry. What's your story about your stroke?
It's irrelevant at this point.
Oh, no, it's
no,
not.
I've had a stroke. Sure, we've all had strokes.
It's germane.
Stop saying that.
My new thing is, you know, I was working on a show and I was working on a show in the spring and like a rabbi came in to consult and he talked to us for like 2 hours and he kept saying things were germane. And I will go on record saying I didn't like that rabbi, but yeah. I thought it was an interesting word to use. I'm gonna start using it, which means the masses will now start using it. I'll have to stop because it'll feel antiquated.
Yeah, famously.
Yeah.
Famously that.
God, it's so funny how
I know
some people can borrow from what I've created and I'll feel nothing.
Mm-hmm.
But when the wrong person borrows from what I've created. Sure. It's really bad.
People are plucking from the oeuvre.
Yeah.
At an alarming rate.
I'm
okay because I don't care about external validation anymore.
Me neither, as of like truly 7 minutes ago. What was I going to say?
I had a crisis yesterday, but there was upwards of 10 women experiencing crisis yesterday.
Oh, interesting. And then so, me, a man.
And then why are you, as a man,
experiencing a crisis? I'm excited because we have to get into because you know what I'm jonesing to do.
Cancel a small business.
what small business did it cancel yesterday? I forget if we even did this when the last time the power was on. Sometimes, oh yeah, we did. Like
we did
the Demi jumps out and I have to cancel it.
Yeah,
small
but yesterday it wasn't on our own podcast.
I know, but what business?
It was like Sal's at Lucia's.
Sal's at Lucia's.
It was like Lucy at Sally's. It was like
oh
a
no
restaurant.
No. It was Genevieve at Safi's.
Same
but Genevieve
thing.
Is the Genevieve is
how
the
close
chef.
Was I?
But it was Safi's the restaurant and Genevieve is their chef. The waiter was being very performative
sure.
about how he presented each dish mm-hmm. and the amount of information he gave towards each dish, towards us about each dish.
Yeah.
And so I was already kind of at my wit's end with this young man. And then...
Location tag, wit's end.
And then... it came time for dessert. It's been well documented on this podcast that I am a chocoholic. And so
recovering.
not yet. I'm not ready yet.
Yeah.
And so when this young man was presenting us with the dessert options, it kept being fruit-based.
Mm.
And I, of course, as a chocoholic, am waiting for the chocolate option. And
the
so
element.
So then when he ends, I have to ask the question, do you have anything with a chocolate element? And he says, and this is on October 14th, 2023. And he says,
let the record show.
Let the record show. And October 14th, 2023, looks me in my eye and he says, well, Genevieve, that's our chef. She only likes to do chocolate stuff during the fall. Can you imagine having to respond to that in front of some of today's biggest stars?
Imagine me having heard this now on two podcasts. Having
direct. And also off air.
This is my third time hearing the story. I still can't. I still can't believe.
I'll never stop telling the story.
If there was a date that you said.
And then I have to go to him. I have to say, in front of some of today's biggest stars, I have to come back during the fall. I say that on October 14th.
And
on October 14th, I'm telling him I'm going to come back during the fall.
You said, when's the fall? I'd say October 14th.
Totally.
14.
I had to tell you something. The way my brain is processing information right now, but I, of course, can't do it on air. Unless we cut it out.
Can
we not cut things out?
Let's just start a precedent where we're not like texting them in the middle of the night being like, why did we do that?
Totally.
And keep that in.
Yeah.
we're starting a clean slate with our amazing new producers.
I don't feel as snatched as I like could feel.
I looked in the mirror after I peed before I came to sit here and I was like, that's stupid. And then I was like, you know what? You can't love yourself from hating yourself. You have to love yourself from a place of love. And so I said, I love you, girl.
Oh my God. Okay. I have to go. What?
I think I have like a sidekick now.
No, what?
Nothing.
No, look what's going on with me.
Did you do fake tanner?
Okay. So I don't have fake tanner, but a former lover told me about this product. Like it's just a Jergens product.
Oh, that,
like,
Jergens Natural Glow?
Yeah.
That was me in like the sixth grade.
Well, it's helping.
I'd only put it up to my knee, like above my knees.
Like above your knees.
I would put it like to where my school skirt stopped. I put Jergens Natural Glow up to where my school skirt hit.
Well, what I'm struggling with is like, of course I put it on my front and then I do put it on my butt.
And what about the bat?
Well, that's what I'm saying. Is it good? Well, I can't reach it. So I'm kind of like,
where's the cutoff?
Well, as far as I could reach. So then I'm kind of like, what am I just going to be only tan everywhere except for just not my back? But now I'm having something where, because my hands are always getting it, now my hands are kind of like extra tan, especially between my fingers.
I mean, this is like the thing. I've just seen it so many times.
Oh, really? For me, it's
young women in my community have had that happen to them all the time.
I've never had this happen to me, and no one in my community has ever
had
this happen.
Are you kidding me? My seventh grade, shout out. I will. She will not go name. There was a girl in my seventh grade class who would just every day so much.
Yeah.
I actually started to feel bad. I just, now it makes me sad because I'm like, oh my God, we were all trying so hard.
Oh my God.
But I didn't know. I tried like 2 years ago. I bought the Ash. This is so embarrassing. I bought the like Ashley Graham Saint-Tropez blow.
Oh, someone told glow me. A former kit. Boss told me that was good.
I mean, is it good? No. I wore it and then I put on a white dress and I sweat the tanning through it onto the white dress.
Okay. Should we continue our mini update?
Who are we texting?
I'm not texting. I'm checking. Because remember.
The thread you posted?
Well, this is what we have to talk about.
Sure. Go ahead.
Well, unless.
Back to my stroke. Yeah.
Well, go off about your stroke.
No, I just had a really difficult few months.
I know, so I'm saying, like, this is your opportunity. This is your platform.
For those who are interested, asterisk looks away from Pat. For those that are interested, I didn't know that I was born with this thing in my heart called a PFO. I'm sorry, I'm watching. I actually can't even talk about this now.
Why?
Because you're not listening.
I am listening.
No, but it's okay that you're not.
I am.
I know what you're thinking about.
What am I thinking about? I have to tell you something.
Can you tell me a way that we could that can keep in?
I can try.
Ooh.
Okay, so what I mentioned earlier.
Yeah.
What I mentioned after the thing I mentioned earlier. The thing I did after.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, so the thing I did after.
Exactly.
Like, one thing I heard about.
Uh-huh.
Because during that.
Yep.
The person was talking to.
Yep. I'm 100% with you.
That person who the person was talking to said something that made me wonder what's been said about me.
Uh-huh.
And the thing that was said, and let's see if I can do this, is like. Is that they were glad the person.
Uh-huh.
It seemed like the third party was different
understood.
Than me in a way.
Understood.
Didn't work in my industry. And it seemed like the person was talking to.
Well, that makes a lot of sense.
Said that's good. Which makes me wonder, was I cast aspersions against? Was I misunderstood?
I believe that person could have not felt. Maybe I think just to take a step it up, maybe it was a rock and a star situation.
Yeah.
to bring it back to one of our OG episodes. Yeah. Gretel Teitelman.
Oh, that was who that was.
Gretel Teitelman taught us about Rockin' Star.
Wow. I've been
now
seeing
a happily married woman.
Yeah. I've been seeing, you know, she helped me with that. So it's my New Year's resolution to do my self tapes. This is actually so funny.
Okay.
So I get one
and
in.
And I'm laughing.
And I'm
course,
like,
I'm already laughing.
I'm getting one in and it's literally, this is literally
the strike's fun. Over. But sorry.
What?
Nothing. I'm just thinking about industry and how it's broken.
But, yeah.
But we're in it. So look, we're here to stay.
We're in it and someone else isn't, and that's better, I guess. I guess been in it.
I actually am here to stay. Even though this industry is hell, it's home.
This industry is hell and home.
It's hell and home.
Title of episode.
Title of hell and home.
This industry is hell and home.
This industry is hell and home. And this is it's not our first time recording in LA, but it's our first time at our new home in LA.
Yeah.
So we found a home in a hell.
Yeah. We found a home in a hellful place. We found home in a hellful place.
Okay, so you got a tape.
So I get a tape and it's December, but I'm like, why don't I go ahead and start my New Year's resolution earlier? Why don't I do this self-tape?
Yeah. Crazier things have been done.
The audition, I'm sure.
By a man living in Hollywood.
I'm sure that this is okay to say because I'm sure I will not book. The audition is for a gay assistant in The Smile 2.
Oh my God, that would be your dream role.
Well, I text Greta because like
you know that I'm friends with a girl who's The Smile.
Zosie?
No. Are you talking about the horror movie?
Of course. Isn't Zosie Bacon like in that?
I think she kind of looks like that girl.
Okay. I think there's two people that.
Brian's former co-star is the star of The Smile movie.
Was she in Mayor of Easttown? Or is that Zosie
Bacon?
That's
Zosie.
I think she's in The Smile.
Is it Zosie or Sosie? Hey, I could be wrong and it wouldn't affect my life.
If it's Sosie or Zosie is.
Above our pay grade.
AM. It's AMB. AMB. It's AMPTV.
AMB. I bet she would like to come on the pod, though.
I think she probably
Lord
would.
Knows we have mutuals.
So now I ask Greta to help me. I'm now having to go to Greta's house and I'm having to do the smile for Greta. Like, because that was one of the scenes. The other two scenes
So I haven't seen the movie. Can you tell me what the smile is?
So I actually hadn't seen the movie either.
And now that we have a video element, why don't you show us the smile?
I can't.
Please.
I'm too vulnerable right now.
Okay. It's like this?
No, it's like. Well, so I was. I had to have Greta show me how the smile is.
I bet she'd be so good at
it. She was incredible at it.
She has an amazing face.
And her smile was so scary.
Yeah.
I can't do mine. It's too vulnerable.
Okay, well, I'm here when you're ready.
Okay. But then also, it's one of those auditions where, like, the character has three lines, but they send you a six-page scene.
Oh, of course.
So like, the person has to keep reading.
Let's waste as much time of yours as possible.
Yeah. Let's have your friend read 9 different parts for, like, 2 hours. And then you say, like, anyone need anything?
You might book.
Maybe.
I need you to be in The Smile too because I want to go to the premiere with you.
I know. I need to start going to events.
Maybe that could be the event.
Yeah.
Where you could have a spark.
I don't know that I go to enough things.
I feel that way all the time.
I am such a homebody.
Well, you know, astrologically, Ruby says that we should rest for the next few weeks. But things are auspicious in the new year.
I have to go to this astrologist who told my sponsor about
COVID.
Pandemic. Yeah.
You know what I can't stop doing? There's COVID on the planes.
What's that from?
From that song everyone loves.
There's COVID on the planes?
Okay, there's a song that a guy on TikTok wrote, and now he's the most famous person in the world.
That Brian Jordan Alvarez quoted.
Did he?
He did a song, and it literally changed
everything.
Oh,
yeah, sorry. Yeah. Brian Jordan was coded. Yeah. It is BGA coded.
What do you think I say, coded?
I think he said he quoted.
No, he didn't quote
But
that.
I'm here for you. this guy did a TikTok song. He's very talented, and now he's the most famous person in the world. And there's a lyric in the original TikTok song where he goes, "There's COVID on the planes." Do you guys know what I'm talking about? Are you serious? Okay,
you
our listeners
so
will know.
You are so like in the TikTok
Thank
world
you.
That it's almost like
I know.
It's like it's how I am with gay threads.
Well, yeah. Tell our listeners what you said 5 minutes ago. And I said, "What are you even?" All three beautiful women in this room go, "What are you talking about, Pat?"
Which is so funny to me because it's like such a huge part of my world.
So go at the beginning. A
Basically,
very good place to go.
I'm on Threads and I enjoy when I have funny thoughts sharing them. Like
Threads to me, it's like it's where I go to see like you and then no one else.
Listen to this.
Yeah, I actually threaded today.
You quoted my thread.
Yeah, but I did something else.
Oh, okay.
You know why? Because I got this weird email from The Strategist, a website I love that makes me spend too much money. And the it's like a gift guide. And the subject line was, a gift for your sibling who's a hot sleeper.
Oh, I'm a hot sleeper.
Yeah, but why your sibling? Your sibling?
I wish I was your sibling. I could have had the couch.
But I was like, why would you say it just didn't sit right with me.
So
let me see how it's doing.
Okay.
While you explain your beauty.
Okay. Why don't you see how yours is
look
doing?
Look at us being literally the White Stripes. Look, we're Jack and Meg White. Look at us.
I know.
Look at this.
Wow, that's
show
cool.
Your that
you, I can't believe you knew both of the Stripes' names.
Yeah, well, you know, I just did a show at
Ew,
their
this
venue.
This is not doing well. Venue. Should I delete it?
No, it's not how it goes. I need to be in a Ryan Murphy show. TikTok on the clock because the party. You're doing really great.
16 likes on a gay thread.
For Threads?
No, but for Gay Threads.
What is Gay Threads?
Okay, so Gay Threads, I don't know where it came from, but all of a sudden, all the gay people on Threads, they post something and they say Gay Threads in their post with no space, and then it shows up on every gay person's
So should
timeline.
I do Gay Threads?
I guess, but I don't know.
Ever since I licked three pussies?
But so because since I posted mine on Gay Threads, like it should be showing up on a lot of gay people's timelines. And if it doesn't have more likes than it currently does, it means it's not a hot picture.
I don't know.
I don't.
I saw a picture of Paul Mescal on my phone and I stopped thinking. So you were saying that you're I want to learn about your world. Have you had a photo that's done really well on Gay Threads? I feel like your mom. I'm like, honey.
Well, what
can you help me? Like, what
has
been
frustrating
well?
Is like yeah. A week ago, I just so happened to take like the hottest picture of my life.
Mm. I'm so sorry that happened to you.
And I threaded that, but it was like literally the day before Gay Threads started. So it
when did Gay?
I don't know when it. It just came into my life and everyone was posting Gay Threads.
Can I see some of your Gay Threads?
I only
no,
have...
No, sorry, don't scream at me. Can I see some of the community's Gay Threads?
I don't
threads?
Know how to see, like, all the Gay Threads compiled.
But you're convinced there's, like, a...
I just know that,
there's,
like
a keeper of the Gay Threads.
I just know that, like, as someone who's gay, on my timeline, if someone posts...
You're gay?
If someone... Even someone I've unfollowed, like, if they post something and say Gay Threads, it comes up on my timeline. And so, like,
timeline.
I wish that my last...
What a beautiful word.
Like, I wish that came up on Gay Threads.
I wish... I want you to have that, too.
But instead, it's, like, this worst one.
Which one?
Actually, in some ways, it's better.
Oh, thank God.
I definitely look tanner.
You're really tan. That Jergens glow is glowing.
I know.
Oh, God.
Ugh.
So you didn't go on a date last night, I assume.
No, and the person got kind of, like... aggro.
Terse?
Yeah, but yeah. I was kind of, like... Well, it just wasn't the vibe because, like, he was cute on Hinge and, like, I thought that on Hinge we were kind of connecting. And then when we moved to text, I just could tell. Well, no, because then he was like, pick me up in your car and we'll figure out a thing to do. And I was just like, I have never met you before. I'm not picking you up in my car.
Exactly. You need to meet someone in a public space.
So I kind of was like, and I did have to write. So I was like, I have to write, actually. Actually, I'll read out. I'll read how aggro it was because
I can't wait.
You'll be like,
this is vintage.
It was so scary. Oh my God. And okay, this is so funny. So, hi, it's beep. Parenthetical from Hinge. What time are you available? Whatever. Monday, 6:30. Yeah, that work. If you like, just come park in my street and I'll hop in / we'll figure out what we want to do then. So I'm like not feeling great about that. And I also,
but
just,
maybe he was saying just park on his block, not pick him up.
Oh.
And you guys would walk somewhere together.
Maybe should I have gone? Well, okay, so then I go, I'm just feeling weird about it. So I go, ugh, I'm so sorry. I'm on a deadline and I think I now have to stay in tonight to write. Then he goes, you're going to cancel last minute and not suggest something else, ? But then tongue out emoji. Like
he's being like flirty.
Then he goes, thought you were super free, devil smiley face.
Yeah.
Then he goes, I hope you're aware that it's a little bit strange to cancel 1 to 2 hours before meeting for the first time and not suggest to meet another day. Or am I completely off here? So then I go, I am sorry! Exclamation point. At this point, I'm like, I will never see this
obviously,
person.
Obviously, yeah. If he knew you, that's the worst way to get you to do anything.
So I go, I am sorry. I didn't expect my
I'm like on his side. But...
I didn't expect my editor to email. He goes, that can happen.
Oh.
But all you're doing is canceling and not suggesting to meet another time soon.
Oh, wow.
You want to meet another time?
Oh, no.
If so, LMK when? Winky emoticon, not even emoji.
He's unhinged.
So then I go, sure, I'm going out of town Thursday to next Tuesday.
Oh, God.
Want to pick a place to meet when I can get back? Because I'm like, I will meet you at a space.
I see. Well,
so
fair.
Then he goes, you don't have time this week before Thursday? So then he goes, side note, and then greater than sign. I'm pretty direct, and when I'm curious about something or someone, I tend to get impatient. You seem like a cute/handsome guy with an interesting twist. So I'd rather meet you sooner than later, even if it's in between errands.
No.
But also totally fine to meet next week. space, next paragraph. And if all this, comma, sounds like too much and you're wondering who this guy is anyways,
okay, yes.
Then I understand, tongue out emoji, then kissy face emoji.
That's really scary.
So it's just not gonna, I don't think he's my
match. I don't
know
if that's your person.
I don't know if he's my lobster.
I feel for him.
Yeah.
And he's probably, sounds like he's been burned. But
has he been burned? Like,
it's just too much text.
It's just, I don't know. I think like
between errands, like,
I don't know if we owe each other so much as people that like exchange four different like things on a Hinge app.
No.
And then like, and then you said, want to park outside my place and figure out what we want.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't know that I owe you a ton.
A million.
Yeah.
A million and ten.
Yeah.
It's really like, it's worse to cancel a second date.
Yeah.
Also, I think people need to bring back like.
But and then even if you're like annoyed that I canceled, like, you can't do what he did.
Take the L.
Yeah, take the L.
Take the L, as they say. Well, I hope that person finds their lobster.
Yeah.
And in the meantime, I hope your lobster winks at you at an event.
I know.
At an event. So mini update.
Mini update. I'm very single. I'm having an amazing life.
you are.
I
you're
am.
Literally, like, you know, I already told you this. Yeah.
I am loving life.
No, your life is amazing. You have everything you wanted for a really long time.
Yeah.
You have an amazing.
But you know what I keep.
Not that it matters. Your body's amazing.
I know that it matters.
Book deal. TV writer. Emmy nominated.
I know, but it's like so.
Apartment in LA. Money.
Yeah.
Beautiful friend.
People are gonna get mad at me if you keep saying things.
Why?
People don't like if I have money. Like, the listeners want me to be literally, like, in a sublet with 9 roommates, like, borrowing people's, like, clothes. Like,
really?
That's what the listeners want
I feel
for
like
me.
You deserve money. I feel like people don't like that I like to buy $400 jumpsuits. Someone once tweeted about me. I'll never forget this. And I want to wish this person nothing but delight. They're like, that dumb fucking bitch, all she talks about is loving iced coffee at the West Village and $400 jumpsuits. And I was like, well, first of all, I don't drink iced coffee.
Yeah.
Second of all, I love the West Village. And third of all, $400 is reasonable for the right jumpsuit.
And fifth of all, if I recall, it was a straight man.
It was a straight
man. A man who purported to be straight. But it's like, I even am gay and couldn't tell you how much money a single jumpsuit is.
Yeah, but clothes lately are straight.
I know. I need to
that
return.
That person's ill. And that person actually apologized to me. And
I said,
I didn't say anything physically, but if I was ever in a room with them, I would have police come escort me out.
Yeah, 1,000% and 10.
We're positive.
1,000% and we'll throw on a 10. And we'll throw on 10 to that.
Your life is amazing, is what we were talking about. Our lives are both amazing. We have to remember that because you know I get down.
Yeah, and you know I get down.
But you know I'm letting my light shine.
I'm figuring myself out. I have to get to know myself in coming days.
Sorry, coming days. We're first of all, this year, even though it's December right now, for me, the year is completely over.
Yeah.
January is going to be everything.
You know, what was I going to say? Well, the strike really affected me, by the way, mentally and
do you know that it ruined my life?
Yeah.
You know that it ruined my life. I don't want to talk about it too much on the pod, but the strike, even though it will hopefully be good for future performers and actors, it has taken so much from me.
Yeah.
But it'll be worth it for everyone else. And I'm being positive and I'm okay with it.
And
there'll be something new around the corner.
It really affected my mental health.
Yeah, that makes sense. I'm glad it's over and something new will always delight us.
Yeah.
And something new will always arrive.
What was I going to say?
Yeah.
So we have to give an update.
Oh, who?
Miss Thing. So when we left off, I had adopted April Dreams. It just wasn't right for me. And I was going through a really hard time and I couldn't do it. And my dear friend, a social worker, was looking for a dog to give a beautiful home and life to, and it felt like the right thing to do. And so we keep in touch, and April's doing wonderfully, but I was not ready. I thought I was, but I wasn't.
I know. You had to take care of yourself.
I wish I could take a lot back.
In what way?
Well,
I'm just happy April's happy.
But anyways. And then just
I know it kind of breaks. To be honest, it kind of broke my heart. But
yeah,
I know you had to take care of yourself and your sobriety.
Yeah.
And I am glad you're doing better.
Yeah.
And I know that April's happy, so I'm okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
But things are looking brighter.
What
other update were you thinking of?
CarMax is putting peace of mind back in car shopping by putting you in the driver's seat to find a ride that's right for you. Because at CarMax, we believe you shouldn't just settle for a car. You should love your car. That's why every car we sell is CarMax certified quality, so you can be sure with upfront pricing that's the same for every customer. So don't settle. Find love at first drive and start shopping now at CarMax.com. CarMax, the way car buying should be.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What other update was I thinking of? Well, I moved to Los Angeles.
I know.
It is. I think I did underestimate how difficult it is to move across the country.
How so?
Just you really start over. Like, you really start over. And I think because I know a lot of people here, like, I didn't think that would be as much of a thing.
Yeah.
But it just, like, you really, in a way, feel like you're starting from scratch.
You also grew up on the East Coast, so it's like your entire life.
When,
In what ways do you feel like you're starting over here, though? Because it's like you have your gym, you have your friends, you have your job, you have your house.
I know, but the gym is new. The friends are different. The, like, and...
Driving culture.
And, like, the work has been different because of the strike.
Yeah.
So it's not like I'm, like...
The timing was tough.
Yeah, the timing was really tough. And, like...
But God was testing you.
But I love driving. I love having a car.
Your car's really beautiful.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
I do keep thinking of the line from Making the Bed by Olivia Rodrigo, got the things I wanted, it's just not what I imagined.
Or Billie Eilish's line, the things I once enjoyed just keep me employed now.
Yeah.
I know.
I'm trying to find...
You know, no matter what we get, we will feel this way, so...
Yeah. I'm trying to find my joy. I do have, like, an intense urge to change the past, but I'm told that you can't.
Let me check on that.
I'm so annoyed about my post. Should I not have posted that?
No. What do you say? Okay. Yeah.
People need to, like, if you're listening to the pod, you need to, like, be introducing me to new fun gays.
I know.
Yeah.
I don't know what you feel safe saying, but, like, yeah, Pat's ready to meet someone really special.
Yeah. I am ready to meet someone really special.
So if you're, if you come from a good place, like, emotionally.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, if you come from an emotionally good place.
I just want to have fun and I want to, like.
You want to feel seen.
I want to feel seen.
I feel like a lot, like, tell me if I'm wrong, but I feel like a lot of times there's people who kind of, like, admire you or want to be like you.
Yeah.
And so they're drawn to you, but you want someone who's really secure in themselves and, like, really whole and full without you.
Yeah.
Do you agree with that?
And I want someone who, like, I feel myself around, I've learned.
Yeah, that's, like,
I know,
that's
but
really important.
I know. I'm having a self journey where I'm kind of, like, I've seen a couple versions of myself in recent, like, chapters that I haven't seen before. So my therapist is kind of like, that's why you feel crazy. Like, you've never seen this version of yourself and you don't understand it. And it is true.
It is scary.
And I do think, like, yeah, I just, it's so funny because, like, in my late 20s or, like, my first few years of sobriety, I felt so independent and so, like, I knew myself so well and I didn't need anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And I've just seen some parts of myself that were so eager for validation lately and so eager for, like, approval from certain people. And, like, I don't know. It just isn't familiar to me for a little while. Like, that's how I felt in my, like, early 20s.
I kind of feel like life is about, like, there's these little chunks where you, like, learn a lesson and you feel whole and complete and happy. And then you're faced with a new lesson right away. And then, so, like, you're starting, you completed one major, like, especially 7 years. It's like 7 years, Saturn return, whatever. 7 years sober.
Yeah.
And you kind of felt like, probably like, oh, I've accomplished so much. And no, you got all these things you wanted. And then it's now you're like having this new, and it's Olivia. And it's Olivia.
I know. And now it is also like, I also think, like, my career was so important to me of, like, getting certain things.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and then getting them, I kind of, like, lost my luster for my career in a way that, like, not having that, like, little high from, like, getting, working towards this thing of getting in TV writing rooms, like, not having that little high to keep, like, being a carrot on the stick, I kind of turned to other people, like, well, you know what I mean?
Yeah, of course.
And so I want to get excited about my career again. I feel like I need to watch a bunch of, like, really well-written scripted
What
TV
about
shows.
Our movie?
I know.
You're writing for me.
I know.
That could get you excited.
I told it to a lady at Hulu. She, like, I couldn't tell if she liked it.
But she doesn't matter.
I know.
No offense.
But I love her.
I'm just saying, like, no one's going to save us.
I know.
It's all up to us.
Yeah.
And I feel like you being excited about these new essays is like the greatest gift in the world. It's like the best feeling in the world.
Yeah, I wrote two essays this week that I really like.
Well, how great was the Time interview with Taylor?
You know, I didn't read it because the picture scared me.
I know what you mean. I know what you mean. It's a great interview in which she says, like, just how you have to keep returning to the work because that's all that matters.
I know.
And the best poll quote was, of course, trash takes itself out every time.
Oh,
you
she
don't,
said that?
She goes, you don't have to get back at people. You don't have to win.
Yeah.
The trash takes itself out.
Oh, my God.
Time.
I have to read the Time interview.
Yeah, it's great. And then she talked about, like, at the end, all it is ever, 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 ever about is creativity and making something.
I know. She said that, like, I read that on Google. Like, Googling.
You read that on Google?
Yeah. Not even from that interview, from a different interview when they were, like, asking her best advice.
Me who's been making the best.
And she was, like, no matter what, stop making your art. But I was in a place, no matter what, stop making your art.
Wherever you are, put down the pencil.
Put down the paintbrush, sweetie. I remember her, she was like, no matter how you feel, no matter what, like, don't stop making your art. But I was like, I can't right now. But I will say these essays that I'm, like, finishing up today, like, I did write them in September when I was a shell of a person and, like, was speed writing them, not even thinking what I was doing and thought they were trash and didn't even look back at them. And then when I look back at them with a more sober mind, they're really good. So it's like, I thought I couldn't, but maybe
also,
I could've.
Also, don't stop. Stop means, like, stop for good. I feel like pausing is different than stopping.
Yeah.
And sometimes you have to pause.
The way she was saying it was kind of like, don't even pause.
Oh, okay. Well, respect.
She was like, do it through. Go through it.
Yeah. Only way out is.
Through. It.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Yeah, so my mini update was basically I was supposed to go to the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Yes.
And I was packing my suitcase.
Yes.
And I felt really dizzy.
Oh, my God.
And then I knew something was wrong, so I called my boyfriend. And then I went to, like, pause the TV while I was talking to him, but then it wasn't pausing.
Yeah.
It paused. And I was like, why is the TV not pausing? And I was like, oh, my God, it's because my arm isn't moving. And so my arm wouldn't move.
Oh, my God.
And I was like, I feel like I actually can't even talk about it because it makes me feel
Did you feel
scared.
Like you were moving your arm? Like,
yeah.
Oh, my God.
So I was like, and then I was back and I could move my arm and I was like, okay, something really bad just happened.
Yeah.
So then I walked myself down Cornelia Street. I'll never walk Cornelia Street again.
Yeah.
And I went to the city MD and I was like, so I think I just had a stroke. And they're like, okay. And they sent me to the ER. And then there, and this is the whole story that I'll tell, whatever. But anyways, after many scans, they found out that I have what was called a TIA, but my brain scan showed that I'd had an old stroke.
An old one.
Yeah. So I'd had a stroke since I'm in the last, like, 7 years, but I don't know when.
Oh, my God. Since I got sober.
Since you got sober. While you were getting sober, I was stroking out.
Yeah.
And then they were like, I was like, okay, my life's over. And very quickly, thankfully, they were like, it's probably caused by this heart defect. And I was like, what are you talking about? Like, first my brain, now my heart. Girl, slow your roll.
Yeah. Those are two of my
biggest ones.
Biggest heart organs.
My majors.
Yeah. Did your bio teacher love to, like, do the trick question? What's your biggest organ?
And people then, love, like, that.
Yeah.
Body, 98% water. Is it? I don't think so.
Yeah.
Look at it.
Remember when they're physical. Do you remember, like, getting a test back and, like, going over the answers, like, once you got your grades?
Yeah.
And there being one that someone was like, I feel like it really could have been D too. And the teacher was like, and the teacher's like, you know what? It could be D. If you put D and got it wrong,
yes.
Come up.
Give yourself 3 points. Give yourself 3 points. That is so raw.
Yeah.
That is so real and visceral.
I know.
Anyways, like, well, you need to stay in the hospital to do a heart scan. But I slept in the hospital, which I wouldn't wish on my worst enemy. And then they did the ultrasound, and pretty quickly they were like, you have this thing called a PFO. We can plug it up. Anyways, they put me in touch with all these doctors, whatever. I go home, I look on TikTok, I look up PFO. Hailey Bieber has it.
Are you serious?
Hailey Bieber has it.
That's amazing.
I felt in that moment like everything was going to be okay.
You have such good...
And I need her to be on the pod.
You have such good icons because you have Hailey Bieber for that. And then Macy from Teen Mom has PCOS.
Yep.
So you
My
have,
two girls.
You have people who...
Father, paid. Son, Holy Christ.
You combine Hailey Bieber and Macy from Teen Mom.
Thank you.
OG, of course.
OG. That's so nice. So then I had to keep... But the sad part was I had to cancel my whole, like... I mean, that wasn't the sad part. I'm being stupid. The good part was that I found out it's been a lot of adjusting my mindset. Because at first I was mad that it happened.
Yeah.
Now I should be happy that it was prevented.
Yeah.
So I had the procedure and now I'm healthy.
Yeah.
But it's been a really rough few months.
So hard.
What'd you say?
Changing your mindset's so hard because every time it starts to change, you're like, wait, don't change it. You're You know what I mean?
100%.
I keep doing that lately.
A million and ten.
And you know what I'm doing it about.
Of course. I'm like, even like with something as simple as like wanting to be skinny, classic thing, I'm like, okay, what would it be like to not want to be skinny? I'm like, I actually can't even comprehend that.
Yeah.
It's like when you're taught to believe in God and then you can't imagine a world where there isn't God.
Yeah.
My God is being skinny.
I do believe in God.
Me too.
Oh, perfect.
Great. Last night, Chelsea was like, you're really talking about God a lot. I've been going through a difficult time, so you return.
How was Chelsea?
Heaven on earth.
I almost asked to come, but I wasn't sure if you guys wanted to grill out.
We were doing self-tape, so it wasn't that exciting.
Oh, yeah.
She's just my sister, and like,
yeah.
The universe bringing her into my life.
Yeah. When you're here in January, we'll have to all hang out.
100 million.
Maybe someone else will come.
Garden?
Yeah.
I have news about the garden.
Really? Is it converse to what I told you the other day?
Oh, wait. What'd you tell me?
That the garden was partnered.
Oh, no, that's true.
Oh.
Okay.
So what's the news?
I don't remember you told me that.
Yeah.
When did you tell me that?
When I brought him up and then I said, he's partnered.
Okay.
But someone told me, this will be so bad if anyone figures out who the garden is.
Obviously, I feel like it's really obvious now.
So, is it? To probably Chelsea only. But does she know?
Our new producer girl is mad at us. You guys want us dead?
It's not obvious. Someone told me that the garden, when I last spoke with the garden, it was so fun, I thought. And then
it's always fun when you speak with the garden.
And then I asked our mutual friend if the garden was partnered to a person he was standing next to. And the friend said yes, but the friend said, there is no sexual chemistry between them. It's not going to last.
Obsessed. I love for someone on the outside just pop that in
and
there.
And I want to be clear, the person was basing that off of having drinks with them once.
Of course. You can tell. When you know, you know.
Yeah.
Conversely, it's a good word.
So what's your news about the garden?
It was what you already knew.
That they were partnered.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, well, I don't live here, so I just found out.
For me now, the news would be if they weren't partnered. Since I, again.
Okay, so I'll give that my call of news. Things that will be news for Pat when they happen. Okay.
The garden and finally admitting he has no sexual chemistry with his partner.
The garden. Anyways. Yeah, my update. So that was the summer. And then I was really lucky I got to go to Australia. I feel like getting to do that trip was like breaking my seal post-surgery.
Yeah.
You know, now I'm back.
So, you know
and
how
I'm on tour.
Yeah.
And if you're listening to this, please get tickets to see me on tour.
Yes, please get tickets. I'm so excited to go to Denver.
I know. This will air after that. Otherwise, I would pump it up. Pump the jams.
When will this air?
January 16th.
Wow. Only 10 days after January 6th.
I was just going to say 10 days after the most important day.
Well, we're performing.
Well,
we're
celebrating in Seattle.
So wait, what was I going to say? Oh, you know how I don't like to date listeners of the podcast to the point where like if someone will like.
I don't think you could date a listener.
I couldn't date a listener of the podcast. I have an interesting in-between situation.
AirPods around the world have been flung across the room. Yeah. Oh, I'm not listening.
And even like sometimes on Grindr or whatever the apps, like I can tell and I won't do it. And I'll block even. And like then, so I've been chatting with this one person on Hinge that I actually, you know when, I don't know if you can connect with us from your single gal days. Like, but you know when you're like, oh, this person I'm chatting with on Hinge, I've actually seen them on, like, we do follow each other on Instagram, but we have no idea, like, we've never met and I don't know who this person is. It's like one of those. And then they revealed that they've listened to me only on Love It or Leave It. But they don't listen to this podcast.
Oh, that's safe. Yeah. That's safe. And they know nothing about
you. Yeah, I know.
I had so much fun doing Love It or Leave It.
Did you?
Yeah. Is that interesting?
Yeah. No, I love Love It or Leave It.
Cool.
I love to do it. I actually was really bummed because John has such fun parties. And there was one this past weekend that I was out of town for.
I'd love to be included.
I need to be going to those kinds of events.
You definitely do. I'm excited to spend more time here and visiting you.
Yeah.
And doing our podcast.
Yeah.
That we do together.
Yeah.
But, you know, Brian's going to move in.
No, you didn't tell me that.
I think he's going to move in.
To Cornelia Street.
I can't leave Cornelia.
Yeah, you can't.
The deal is too good. The apartment's too good.
Yeah.
And because I'm traveling so much, the other day he was like, first of all, nothing but love. But he was just like, I want to talk more. And I was like, okay, why don't you just move in?
Yeah.
Like, enough's enough.
He said he wanted to talk more.
Yeah, like, he wants to connect. Like, he literally is a thoughtful person.
Oh, that's
he loves
so
me.
Thoughtful.
And he wants to, he literally was like, I want to spend more time with you. And I was
that's
like,
that's wonderful.
Isn't it crazy?
Yeah.
He is so amazing.
Do I want a partner?
It's Yeah, it's really good.
I used to not want it.
Well, wait and see who comes up.
Yeah. I guess I just only want a partner if I like the person.
It's a lot of work. We've been through so much. Like, we have been through so much.
Yeah.
You know, that I'm thinking of four major things.
Four major things. I definitely know the first major thing.
Okay.
Is the second major thing kind of like the reverse of the first major thing? Or is that not a major thing?
Well, what kind of is the first major thing what I'm thinking of?
I would imagine.
Yeah.
And so then the second major thing could be then.
Major thing is sort of like the bad thing.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Then then the third major thing. I'm not sure.
It's okay. We'll figure it out off air.
Yeah.
Anyways, four major bad things that happened to us. We've been through four major difficult things and we're still standing.
I wonder what I'll do for the holidays. I hate this picture.
The one you posted?
Yeah. Larry, no one's even commenting.
First of all, is your experience, my experience around Threads is that I open it and like the app doesn't even load. Is that y'all's experience?
No.
Okay, so it only works for gay people? Threads only works if you're a gay man.
Do you think that people view me because I have been posting thirst traps as not intellectual?
Famously, no, I think he'll view you as single.
Famously, Robbie Hoffman, who will be our next
guest. I'm very
excited
to see her.
When I was contemplating posting a kind of thirst trap, she told me that it's okay for me to post it because people think of me as intellectual, so people support it.
They do. That people want to watch you shine sexually.
Yeah.
Someone at my Fort Worth show yelled out, "I'm sex negative." That's your influence.
Oh my God.
Yeah.
You know, I was doing the funniest bit at my cousin's wedding this weekend because, you know, I have three straight brothers. One of their wives and the other two of their girlfriends.
And shout out to the one I had a sex dream about. May you rest in
my
brain.
My three straight brothers, female partners, all to this wedding wore a red lip.
Yeah.
So I kept being like whispering in their ear, Taylor's influence.
You got the red lip t-shirt.
Taylor really did something for red lip.
Well, you know, we have. Wait, yeah.
My favorite era of Taylor is like when she had that kind of severe like shoulder length and then the red lip, like 1989 era.
Interesting. She looks better than ever right now to me.
Totally. But that
her
was
long
like,
hair with bangs is so fucking cute. Like, I wish I could have bangs. You know, I'm going to try and get my hair long.
Remember you had bangs.
Oh, I know. I've been through so much. That was serious.
Five major things.
Okay. That was before Brian, though. I had bangs in my last relationship. And my last relationship.
Your last relationship, though, like. That was the setting for you to have bangs. Do you know what I mean?
100%. Well, he kind of encouraged me to be a person that I wasn't in the coolest way possible.
If you ever,
by the way, he's actually a good person.
Yeah. If you ever were going to have bangs,
it would be with that person.
It would be with that person.
I looked like a different person.
Yeah.
I was trying to be someone I wasn't.
Yeah.
So interesting how relationships are.
Yeah.
You can live with someone for 3 years. Like, I lived with someone, that person, for 3 years.
Ever. I know. It is really interesting.
We've been doing this podcast for a while.
I know.
I'm so happy to be in a studio.
I know. This
the fact that I don't have to upload this is like making me feel so at peace.
Yeah, totally. The fact that I'm not like knowing that my mic isn't working for no reason.
You must feel so good.
Yeah.
I brought baked goods.
I know. I feel like I'll eat a lot in Denver. I mean, not in Denver, but like, I feel like knowing what
you're... Oh, you know, I cook amazing food in Breckenridge.
And well, like knowing what your mom said, I feel like she's going to be like...
Well, my mother's sad because
she won't make it.
She's not... I think she's going to arrive when you leave.
Oh.
But my dad will be there and me and then Brian will come. And then one of my brothers will be there.
Maybe I'll meet someone at an event in Breckenridge.
Oh my God, let's go out.
Yeah.
They definitely won't be listening to the podcast over there. It's very like...
I know.
Like...
I'm scared about the altitude because, you know, I want to do my lifting and I'm like, will I be able to?
Mm-hmm.
Because I did chosen Fort Collins last year and running was difficult, of course.
I don't like when a city's like fort.
I know. Well, you were just in Fort Worth.
I know. It scares me.
I'm like, are you a fort or are you a city?
I know. I just
I'm like, where is like
I'm scared of the military.
It's really,
is that bad to say?
To me, it makes me think of like being kids, like, let's build a fort.
Yeah. Well, that's fun. That's purgatory.
Yeah, but I don't need that to be a city then.
I know.
Grow up.
A city should be one word.
Yeah, but New York, Los Angeles.
Oh, my God.
New York, Los Angeles.
Okay, all my favorites is Lon Space Dunn. I know. Should I live in London instead? But then we'd be even farther apart is the issue.
I can't date a 33-year-old. I know that to be true.
I disagree. Look at Taylor. She's 33.
I know, but she's a girl.
Is she really 33?
No, I think she must be 34 because I'm 35 and she's...
She's over a year older than me, which is the one comfort I have in this
life.
She's
a year younger than me.
You know you're sick in the head when you're like comparing yourself to her.
Do you know what I
don't It's even... like, girl, Wait, you're not even close.
The craziest thing happened.
I say that with love and respect. It's like, girl, just celebrate.
Wait, let me show you something crazy. It's like...
Show me that thing.
I'm like, what's going on?
Oh my God. One day, should we be like, flash it up there? You're like, we don't do that. Isn't that a screen?
Okay. Look at this post from Entertainment Tonight. It's Taylor kissing Travis Kelce on the
Oh, let me see.
Cheek. Okay, that. But let me read the caption.
He's kind of Brian.
Whatever, whatever.
Isn't he kind of Brian to you?
Oh, definitely.
Yeah. Hunk.
Definitely dances like how Brian dances.
Brian dances. Okay. There's this TikTok of Justin Timberlake dancing and everyone's making fun of it, but it was how Brian dances.
1,000% and 10.
1,000% plus 10.
Look at the photo credit.
May I?
Look at the photo credit.
That's amazing. That's,
the photo credit is Patrick Regan.
That's a synchronicity. Okay, I'm sorry. The way he's grabbing her is actually making my pussy wet. The way his hand is on her ass is so fuck. His hand is so big and she's, you know, he throws her around. I'm so happy for her.
Taylor was devastated about Matt Healy and then
I wonder what his dick is like.
Yeah. I feel like blocky.
I can picture it.
Blocky, I feel like almost.
Blocky's good. For me. Yeah, we like different.
I like blocky to the point where there's like corners.
There's not there's not corners on Travis Kelce's
square
dick.
Square peg in a round hole.
You think Taylor's pussy is round? Travis is a rectangular cock.
I don't ship them for good. They're not endgame for me. I want to see your
They're
happy.
Definitely not endgame. You guys don't think they're endgame.
I think they think they're endgame.
They are not endgame.
No, here's what I think.
You think?
I think they'll get engaged. Maybe even married, really? But it's...
Wait, I don't think that at all. Did you watch Golden?
I watched most of Golden. Remember, I watched it in your apartment.
Oh, yeah. I ended up finding out what happened.
What? I actually don't even know what happened.
This woman named Teresa won.
Oh, that woman won?
People were upset.
Yeah.
And then there was this expose about him that, like, wasn't that bad.
What was the expose?
It was just that, like, he said he owned restaurants and he didn't. It's like, let him have that. Well, like, who cares?
Everything about him is magnified because people
This picture is porn.
I know. People were kind of
taken
like...
Taken by Patrick Regan.
Everyone was like freaking out that he was like such a good guy because they showed in the first episode a picture of him and his late wife. And...
Wait, what?
In the first episode, like he's a widower.
Oh, yes, yes, yes.
They showed a picture of him and his
ex-wife.
It
made me cry.
But everyone was like doing this thing where it's like... Like people were being like, oh my God, he's amazing. Like his ex-wife like wasn't even hot. Like and he
I
still
know,
loved
so
her.
Evil.
I know. Yeah.
People are shy.
And I will say his voice really took me out of it.
Oh, 100.
Yeah.
Plus 10.
Yeah.
You really think they're endgame?
I have no horse in this race.
No, I think they're swept
up. Like she's ready to do the... Well, post Eras tour, I do think she's going to get pregnant.
Yeah. Oh.
You don't think that?
I don't know.
Why are you guys gasping at me?
Why don't she have the time?
That's what I'm saying. It's like when the tour ends, she'll like take a second.
I hope.
I mean, the tour's ending in like 2 years, I feel like.
Oh, so you're saying it's a while from now.
Wow, no, are you guys saying... on mic? I want you guys on mic.
We are.
Yeah, we are.
Keep us in.
I just think that she needs someone equally as like.
Well,
used
no one's
to the
equal,
attention
but he
and
gets
the famous.
It.
Yeah, he gets it.
And the famous.
And I don't think anyone else can handle that lifestyle.
I like that he's. Yeah, he's kind of giving my boyfriend in that he's just like sexy.
Yeah, I just think
he's a man.
I don't think
I
don't think Taylor should end up with anyone. She has to be so careful. She has to guard her heart. I don't think she should end up with someone who's had a reality show because that, to me, it just
I keep forgetting that about
the auspices aren't good. Like when someone's had a reality show, it speaks to a fundamental
flaw, missing part of the brain.
Yeah, like it speaks to a god-sized hole that they have that they're trying to fill with like the air around Taylor. And she needs someone who can see through it all.
They must be higher than any drug can take you right now.
Yeah.
The high they must be feeling.
I know.
As someone who's not in this world, I know nothing about her. Other than
you're in this world.
No, I just mean like I'm not a
Taylor.
I don't listen. I don't
participate. Well, you're here now.
But I'm here now.
For better or worse.
I feel like I've never seen her so happy.
Yeah.
I know.
Things
but
are really going good.
She's really grinning.
I have to say, I think the reality TV thing seemed like a branded move from his people, like to get him out there. Like, I don't think he doesn't
I don't
seem
want
like
someone
that type
he
of
wanted
person.
To be out there.
I don't want someone whose people are trying to get him out there anywhere near Taylor.
Yeah, okay.
That's the most dangerous thing she could be around is someone whose people is trying to get him out there.
Okay. Let me ask you this. What are our segments?
Do you feel hot today? Or crush of the week?
Crush of the week.
Crush of the week.
My crush of the week. is my new coffee order.
Yeah.
Ever since I went to Ghost Australia once, I went, first of all, I had the best time. First of all, second of all, third of all, thank you so much for everyone who came out to my shows in Melbourne, Sydney, and Auckland. It was the most dreamy time in my life. I feel so lucky. I'm the luckiest girl in the world. And then thank you to everyone who's come out to Iowa City, Nashville, Pittsburgh, Fort Worth. Touring is like the highest high and the lowest lows, and it's just a bliss. And I'm so grateful that you guys buy tickets. What I was going to say about going to Australia, it's a real coffee town. It's a real coffee and pastry town.
Yeah.
And so my crush of the week is almond lattes. Because for so long, I was so lost. I was so lost. I knew oat milk wasn't for me, and I was lost, and I was scared. And I knew whole milk wasn't for me, and I knew the skim is for the 90s, 1990s.
Yeah, but that's what I love about it.
I know, but then when I realized that almond was for me.
Yeah.
For now.
Skim is the Diet Coke of milk.
100%. And almond is Coke Zero.
Yeah, almond is Coke
and
Zero.
And oat is not Coke. Oat is Pepsi.
I know.
Look at me, oat is Pepsi.
How do you feel about when people refer to regular milk as cow milk? It's like, drop the cow.
It doesn't bother me. I think it's cool.
I think they're trying to make this statement.
Cow
like,
milk.
I think like, they're trying to be political.
Like, you disgusting pig, you're drinking from a cow.
No, not even that. Like, I think they're trying to be like, it's 2023. Like, milk can look like anything.
Sure.
So just because you say milk doesn't mean it's this kind of milk. And if you want that kind of milk, then you need to say cow milk.
Right,
because milk isn't just this.
Right, milk doesn't mean one thing
and it's
anymore.
Like, shut up.
Sit
Give
down.
Give me milk. Shut up. Sit down.
Drop the cow.
And drop the cow.
Cow milk.
You know what I just thought about? A company that's emblematic of 2001.
Uh-huh.
Maybe even 2000. I mean, it's still
what,
around, I'm
milk?
Sure. Skinny Cow.
You know I love Skinny Cow. I know. I had Skinny Cow like 2 weeks ago.
If your mom got Skinny Cow,
if you are part of the Skinny Cow community, you never like Skinny Cow is fucking amazing. I'll never hear, cut to me. Here, I'm taking my first of all, summer after my junior year of college.
Yeah.
I'm taking an improv class at UCB. I'm living in my friend's apartment in the East Village. I'm watching 30 Rock all day alone in bed. I have one Skinny Cow. It's so good. I go, you know what? It's healthy. I'm going to have another one. I eat 4 in a row.
Of course.
4 in a row.
Of course.
4 in a row. And then slept with one guy. Left the condom on the floor. Slept with another guy. He goes, why is there that condom there? And I go, that's from someone else. And then we got in a fight. Those people had the same name.
Are you serious?
I used to be fun.
I know. I used to use sex. That's because you used to be young.
That's a great song.
I'm trying to connect to it. Like, I can't.
No,
I love the song, but you know when there's a song that's so good and it's like so emotional that you're like, I wish this could like connect with my current emotional state so I could feel it, but I
so
don't.
True.
It's not quite.
Soon you'll be buying yourself flowers.
Yeah.
Holding your own hand.
Yeah. My crush of the week, throw it back and say like, I think our first episode back, it's the perfect time to make my crush of the week the garden.
What was it we used to do where we were like mood?
Oh, that was like COVID related.
Okay, what about skin? And hair and nails. Didn't we used to talk about that?
Not nails.
Okay.
But my skin is in such a funny place because I do feel tan in some areas.
You are very tan.
And then like.
You're tan where you can rub.
Yeah.
Tan as far as you can rub.
If I could rub it, I'm tan there.
You know, my whole journey was that. First of all, I want to say something. Clean.
What do you keep meaning by when you say that?
Sure. So thank you. I saw a TikTok where this woman says, if you want to bring love into your life, the word to say is clean.
Clean. Okay.
Can't hurt.
Yeah.
How do you spell it?
K-L-E-E-M. She's like, just wait to see what's going to happen to you. I have my first in-person audition today. I'm going to clean.
Yeah.
I'm going to go, hi, clean.
I'm waiting to hear about a job that I want so bad.
Well, clean it.
Clean it.
I hope it doesn't mean something bad, but.
I don't think so. Me and Betsy Kenny used to she had a friend whose last name was Cleeming, and we'd always call him Cleem.
Cleem.
I saw her.
Well, that person probably has a lot of love in their life.
During my Philly shows, I went over and saw her and Ryan.
That's nice.
It's so nice to connect with old friends.
Old friends are all that matter.
They actually are.
I know, because new friends, you can't trust them.
You actually can't trust anyone new.
You know, now we're old because we've been friends for like 7 years.
Everyone you meet after 2022
is fake.
You can't trust.
If you met someone, I would say even if you met someone like 2019, 2020.
You didn't even meet them. You met some bizarre robot person.
Exactly. Everyone's fake.
Yeah.
But my heart's open. I'm trying so hard to be positive.
My heart's open when I'm at an event.
I just like don't want to be a bitter hag. Like I literally love life and I want to enjoy it forever.
Yeah.
But also people are awful.
Yeah.
But you know why?
Why?
I'm listening to Tara Brach's Radical Acceptance.
Yeah.
Everyone just wants to be loved. And if you hate someone, picture them as a baby. If you hate someone, picture them in the arms of someone they love.
I say this in my thing. You know what's interesting is like...
What's your thing?
My essay.
Oh, sure.
Like...
Gay Threads.
Gay Threads. I say this on Gay Threads all the time. Like, you know...
You've had too much coffee.
People are always like... It's like, okay, children are like emblematic of like a gentle innocence and like ever. But like, that's not true. Like, they're the meanest people in the world. Like, they're known for their ability for cruelty.
That's true. When the girl you babysat kept calling me fat, which isn't bad.
She was complimenting.
But you know what I'm reclaiming? Like, yeah, I would like to be thinner. Like, I'm allowed to say that now. Like, leave me alone.
And like, yeah.
I want my clothes to fit.
And when a therapist is like, picture yourself as a child, what do you say that about him? I'm always like, no, but they would say that and then things 12 times meaner about me.
100%. You know what I mean? You know, I have a new joke about that.
Really?
About a therapist telling me, like, would I say that to myself?
That's so funny. Parallel thought. We always do it on stage, don't do it on the page.
Stage and page.
That's I'm like annoyed with?
Can't wait.
Page. Do you know what that mean? Not the name page. But if I say the word page, who do you think of?
My friend.
Okay, but don't think of it. Don't think of it as a name.
Okay, wait, I want to get this. I want to get this.
I'm saying on the page.
Yeah.
Like, who do we both know?
Who works on the page.
And you know her less time than I do.
Can I have another clue? You look really hot in that picture I posted of us, by the way.
I know. Thank God.
I need some water. Like, who was it? You'll tell me off air.
Yeah.
Page,
the page.
I just have one of my best friends is named Page, so I'm like, obviously you're talking about Page.
You have to disconnect.
No, I'm very literal.
We have to have Paige DeSorbo on the pod.
We need.
Yeah.
We need a crossover. We need a crossover with them.
Paige, I think, likes me because she's a huge Hacks fan.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Hannah and I have the exact same birthday.
I love Hannah, but I never see her, do I?
No, I went on her pod a while ago and I haven't seen her since.
I know.
They're touring the world.
They've made the choice not to have me on their pod. But we girled out in Montreal last summer.
I think I want to go to Montreal.
Yeah. It's so funny. You know, I did JFL New Faces. And then, like, every time they do, like, a new... Like, then, like, this year JFL Montreal, like, lots of the New Faces alums were, like, hosting the shows and stuff.
That's so interesting.
I didn't ask, but I have spoken out against them, like, many times. So maybe they're like, maybe we won't reach out.
No, I don't
But
think
I love you, JFL.
I actually...
You gave me my start. You gave me my chance.
I've had the best time at JFL because it was JFL Sydney, which is so fun. Well, and JFL Toronto was so fun.
It's always interesting. I did JFL Toronto, like, last year.
Did you like it?
Kind of. It's always interesting when it's like just another city and they're like, no, this is JFL 2. And you're like, is it?
I know. Why not? What were you saying?
I was trying to get you to guess who I was thinking
of.
Sure,
we'll do that after. Okay, crush the week we did.
Jufal
we did almond milk latte in the garden.
And their sex relationship.
Today, like, I don't know if I'm hot, but I'm happy.
I feel like hot in general right now, but like, this isn't. It's so interesting, like...
I've always wanted to sit in a chair next to you.
I, like, some days I feel actually so hot. Mm-hmm. And then, like, today was chest day. And sometimes those are the days I feel the hottest.
Mm.
And I did go to take images afterwards, potentially for Gay Threads. It just wasn't how it can sometimes be. So I feel hot, like, in a macro sense. But in terms of the micro day-to-day, like, I don't feel my hottest today.
It's so hard for me when you talk about the gym.
Why?
I feel bad. I just
I'm sorry.
Listen.
Why? Oh, you feel bad, like, for me that you're not listening?
Yeah.
I don't care.
But I
think you always say you want to come with me.
I know. It's like, it's a block with me. It's like, it's one of those things where, like, you know, you should do something so you feel weird about
don't.
It. Like, no. Like, I really want to get into weightlifting again.
Yeah.
Like, before my stroke, I was getting back into it. And I think I'm like, I also am scared of working out kind of since
totally.
Everything.
That makes sense.
And I really want to feel like strong.
Yeah.
So I think we'll go in Breck.
Yeah. We'll go on Brock. Hot crush. Are you mad at me?
Not at all.
Because I had to talk about the gym.
No, I was more like, I'm sorry that I'm not listening as well about
oh,
the gym.
Oh, no, no. I don't care if anyone listens
to Are you mad at me gym. Because I can't heal your heart?
My heart's not broken.
Perfect.
Yeah.
Bruised, but not broken.
Neither bruised nor
broken.
Oh,
sorry, 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 sorry.
I'm doing amazing. I love my life.
Me too.
Do you... You're not mad at me and I'm not mad at you.
Perfect.
Okay, perfect. Are we getting lunch? Remember there was like a rumor yesterday? Oh,
there was... I'm sick of rumors starting. I'm sick of being bothered.
Okay, cool.
Oh my God. Oh, right. We were having proteins and vegetables.
Yeah.
Vegetables. thank you guys so much for listening. Thank you for supporting. And thank you to HeadGum for being our new home. And what else?
That's kind of it.
HeadGum.
Seek Treatment is a production of HeadGum Studios. Our associate producer is Ali Khan. Our producer is Tevi Kaunitz. Our executive producer is Emma Foley. The show is edited, mixed, and mastered by Rochelle Chen. The show art is created by Carly Jean Andrews.
Subscribe and check out new episodes on YouTube or your favorite podcast app. Rate and review on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Love.
Love.
If you just can't take a hint, we'll seek treatment. With Kat and Pat.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.